Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fantastic. Okay. Yourself?
Doing great. Super excited to be here.
We're excited to have you.
Absolutely. Introduce yourself for us.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ava Sadeghi. I'm the founder and CEO of Simba, a tech startup based out of Arizona.
Okay.
And we are helping companies create awesome internship experiences.
Tell me more.
That's, yes. That's perfect because she is in search of a great internship
in
opportunity.
Tech. Yeah.
Wonderful. So we actually work with companies that have already found their interns. So we help them design internship experiences from onboarding, project management, and engagement all in one space. So when you find your internship and your company is using Simba, you'll have a really awesome experience by seeing all your projects, having all your resources, all of the experiences right there in one place for you.
Okay. And what kind of tools do you use to make that experience?
So the first tool on Simba is onboarding. So it's really important that the student knows about the company's values and mission, because our generation really wants to believe in something that we're working for.
Oh yeah.
And then the next stage is project management. So seeing the projects that you're working on and learning from them. The value of an internship is learning and growing and gaining. And hence that's our startup's name, Simba, for symbiotic relationships.
Okay.
Where the student learns and grows, but also the company finds awesome talent.
Where did this idea come from?
So as every startup, you have an idea and then it pivots and manifests into something very different. But when I was in college, I did remote internships. I went to school in Tucson, Arizona, and all the opportunities I wanted were all the way out in Washington, D.C. And so I would reach out to different role models in my industry and say, I could be a remote intern. You don't need to give me a desk. You don't need to, give me a stipend. I will do great research for you and I'll email it straight to your inbox. And they were very excited about that. They said, sure, we'll do it. And it was a win-win. I built my resume and they got, great research out of it. So this was the starting point of how do we digitalize internships from A to Z.
Okay.
Create great infrastructure so that students are learning and companies are also getting great talent.
What was your field of study when you were in college?
In undergrad, I studied philosophy, politics, and economics. So this sector is very new.
Washington, D.C.
Exactly. There weren't really many opportunities out in Tucson, Arizona. So, yes. But excited to be in the startup space. I think it's a really awesome shift, and I've learned so much. I have an awesome team of 5 women in tech who are completely inspiring and really powerhouse.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I have had interns in the past. And sometimes that process of maintaining the project. Luckily, when you were with us, it was a little easier because you and I sat and worked together on a lot of stuff. But that's not necessarily always the case, and it was certainly not always the case even with me and the company. We didn't always have a pre-planned thing. It was sometimes just kind of go with the flow, and having a tool like this for us would have been great to be able to help plan out the internship and
yes.
then let them know what's coming, be able to see what's coming and to work on it.
Wonderful. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
And like you said, it's like a win-win for the company and also the intern.
Yes, you're supposed to be learning in this experience, right?
Yeah.
Because the student's not really making much money. They're there to learn and grow. So as a company, you have a responsibility if you decide to create an internship program to create meaning and valuable exchanges. So if you don't have, you know, a system in place, you're really relying on, you know, supervisors to do great, and you don't know what projects they're working on.
It's just kind
you don't
of finger
know.
Crossing.
Exactly. So we're really working with large-scale companies, and we're getting ready for our beta test with the U.S. Department of State to manage the virtual student federal service program, and we're going to be managing 2,000 virtual internships. So super excited about this opportunity. I was a product of the program myself, and I wrote an article, okay, how to intern at state from home when I was 19. And wow. So they're very excited about supporting an all-female tech startup and creating more meaning with their internship experience.
So you guys are helping hands-on, right?
So this program is actually all remote.
Okay.
So they have a remote internship program that matches interns across the United States with 60 different federal agencies. The CIA, FBI, NASA, EPA, all are on this platform. And they have managers working with remote interns. And so I did the program and I learned a lot from it. But I also thought there should be some sort of, you know, system in place to make sure that if, you know, the Foreign Service officer I was working on went on a mission tomorrow, I would still have some work to do.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Because they're having to think about it ahead of time because there's a system in place.
Exactly.
And you're getting to think about it ahead of time because you can see what's coming. You can manage your workload.
Yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah, I think, you know, we can use the power of technology to really create more meaningful exchanges, mm-hmm, with people. That's what we're trying to do with Simba. The whole symbiotic concept of, you know, this technology will set you up for success. So as a manager, when you're sitting down with your intern, you're really mentoring them. You're not giving them tasks or, right, tedious assignments. You're taking time to propel them in their career and give them advice.
So you're a red tag. You're here as an alpha.
Yes.
Obviously, we're far enough along that you're going to be doing what sounds like a pretty big beta test. Where are you in your journey to full market?
So we will be ready for full market in September.
Okay.
Yes. So our journey has gone pretty fast. As a startup, I like to say you don't ask permission, you just do it.
Uh-huh.
And we have grown from ideation November 2017 to now.
Wow.
Within 7 months.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal because we're going for it. And companies love us because we're excited. We have this passion.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yes, we really believe in what we're doing. As our combined team has done 20 internships together. So we're an internship program built by former interns. So we know what we're doing. We have that fresh perspective. And right now, we're seeking technical mentors. That's really what our space is in. And we have a lot of awesome mentors and evangelists for us. We're bootstrapping everything.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
Yeah.
What was your goal in being here at Collision?
Our goal in being here at Collision was to, all be here together as a team because our team is kind of scattered throughout the country, okay, which was awesome. We got to have some bonding time.
Yeah.
We participated in the pitch.
Okay.
So that was a great opportunity to get on stage and really tell the world what we're doing here with, you know, such an awesome large audience. And we have a booth here today, so we're meeting different investors, other startups, and spreading the word about what we're doing and being a part of a larger startup ecosystem.
Very nice. I really like this product.
I really do, too.
I imagine that a lot of our viewers are going to like it as well. If they do, how can they get more information about it?
They can find out more at simba.io, and you can follow our journey. You can see our blog, our Facebook, and our Twitter is all there. Simba is spelled S-Y-M-B-A. Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank
and
you.
Hopefully Collision's been a success.
It's been such a success.
And will continue to be for the next couple hours.
Yes. Thanks so much
again.
Bye-bye.